You're gonna have to be gentle. We're gonna have to go very slow.
Get ready for an hour of comedy that hits the G spot.
I'm single and I am railing dicks left, right, center right now.
This is a safe space for anyone who's horny for comedy.
I've come making out with a girl.
The sun may be going down, but we are heating things up.
I need jizz. I need semen.
You know what's funny about sex?
Okay, if a butthole and a penis were in a fire, and you could only save one of them, which are you saving?
I'd probably save a penis.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But that poor butthole. Welcome to After Hours with Zach Noe Towers. Welcome to After Hours with me, Zach Noe Towers. Are we feeling horny? Are we feeling sexy? Are we feeling funny? For those of you who don't know, this is a sexy comedy show that's on Sirius XM on the Netflix is a Joke channel, but I wanted to gamify it and get my three sexiest friends to play with me. They're going to be playing for dicks, clout, and my affection. So wish them luck. All right. My first guest, the last blowjob she gave was with a penis wearing a condom. Yes, no further questions, Your Honor. Give it up for Allie Colbert. First and last. Whoa, first and last. So you think penises taste like plastic?
Yeah. Well, because I don't want you to think like I'm like doing that like now. like last month, like I'm a dyke. I'm not doing that. I was like 14. All right, anyway.
My next guest was getting his dick jerked while his friend lost his virginity. Please make it loud for Greg Santos. Wow, he really brought out the medium-sized guns.
Thank you. If I'm being honest, there was another person getting jacked off as well.
Wow.
She was a pterodactyl?
She was doing the ski slopes.
Whoa! Give it up for that girl who's jerking off two guys while she fucked another.
Lovely woman. Lovely woman.
All right. And last but not least, she has an entire basketball in her pussy right now. Please make it loud for Blair Saki! Woo! Look at her. She could. I could dribble her right across stage.
It's called athleticism.
Wow.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Blair.
Great to be here at your sex show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The winner gets to fuck me on stage.
Yay!
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
All right, do you guys want to know?
Deal's a deal.
This is binding. Do you know what you signed up there?
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Take it back.
I take it back.
Allie Colbert's the only girl I would let top me. And maybe you, Helen. All right, let's see how the show works, shall we? I feel like I'm learning it as we go. This show is made up of four segments, and during each segment, the panelists compete for prizes. By prizes, I do mean dicks, okay? Three criteria that I'm giving prizes out based on: dirty, deep, and revealing answers. Now, feel free to embellish a little bit. Feel free to tell us something that you would do if you haven't done the thing I've asked you about. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And feel free to call each other out. Drag
sure.
each other.
Absolutely.
There can only be one winner, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, that winner fucks me at the end.
Got it.
There will be 10 dicks total awarded, and the panelist gets to pick their dick from Zach's bag of dicks. Where is that? Okay, here, yeah. Bag of dicks, baby!
Wow.
And the winner, of course, is inducted into our Throat Goat Hall of Fame.
Me and Nancy Reagan!
Nice.
Nancy Reagan was the first person to win the Throat Goat Trophy. The only person to win that besides Nancy Reagan is Garrick Bernard.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
I know, right? He put a dick right down to his sternum.
Whoa.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for the first segment?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for the first segment? All right. Let's get to the first segment.
This just in and out and in again. It's Sex in the News.
Sex in the News. There are two dicks up for grabs in this round, okay? So this, you're going to get a news story and then a question pertaining to that news story. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, boss.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yes, master.
Okay. I like that too. Okay. Because you can win a dick, honestly, by charming me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay. Allie's refuse. She refuses.
No.
Spotted by flight radar, an unknown pilot recently drew a penis with the word "see ya" in the sky during their six-hour flight.
Wow, Spirit Airlines.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we have our question, which is, who among the three of you are members of the Mile High Club?
Wow.
Oh, I have a hard time getting someone else into the stall with me.
You're so tiny.
Like, I feel like the stewardess, like, why are all stewardesses so mean?
Because they're gay.
That's a good point. That is a good
they're
point.
They're so mean.
Yeah.
It's like, is that a requirement?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to be moved to fuck on a plane unless I'm not in coach.
So true.
A private, something luxurious might get, you know, me wet.
Sure. Yeah. Does getting jerked off in the back of a Suburban count?
Yes, it does.
What if it was in Denver?
That's sea
double points.
That's sea level, Greg.
Oh, shit.
I feel like Greg is just talking about like one hand job the whole show
just,
now.
Honestly, I love hand jobs.
Like, you got one hand job, get over it.
No, I love them. I love
it's
hand jobs.
It's the same hand job.
I know you do, Greg.
Okay, I'm not in the Mile High Club, but if I were to do it, I think this would be my tactic. We go in there.
Okay.
We make sweet, sweet love. We fornicate. And then I diarrhea just to cover our tracks. So that when I come out and she comes out with me, she goes, I had to, you know, monitor him. He's got a very serious problem. They go, oh, clearly he diarrheaed everywhere. But I cummed before the diarrhea.
You cummed?
I cummed before the diarrhea.
But I cummed before the diarrhea.
It's a pretty good tactic.
Wow.
Wait, is that
married man?
Have you?
No, but okay, do you guys remember that brief moment in time where certain airlines allowed you to text between seats?
Yes.
I was drinking during that time. So I would absolutely shoot my shot with like hotties in different rows.
What was
How
your
did
line?
It go?
I don't know, just like, hey.
Hey,
you have to start small.
Hey,
you can't
I'm
be
the
like,
twink in 32
can I, yeah, can I suck you off, sir? But no, success rate was zero. But I'm proud of myself for trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the second question. Or the second news story, rather. The Penis Festival, or Kanemaru Matsuri, is a joyous celebration. Shut up. Mm.
Someone's been watching Shogun.
Celebration of fertility, phallic symbols, and good times in Japan. The focal point of the festival, a gigantic pink penis paraded through the streets.
Huh.
I love it. This is like the Barbie sequel.
Oh, nice.
It's good.
Oh, why didn't we get to see Ken's beautiful, like, smooth nub?
Don't even get me started on that.
You wanted to see it?
I hate that we didn't see those mounds bump up against each other. Those plastic mounds, that's all I did with Barbie.
Yep.
You know?
All right, panelists, have you ever played with a penis at a festival? Hit us with those nasty Coachella stories.
Yes, I've played with a penis. I have, at a festival. I'll tell you where. It wasn't a festival. It was a rave. I was at Terminal 5 in New York City.
Ever heard of it?
Like an airport?
This was actually, guys, you're not. This was probably the night I did give that Ziploc blowjob.
And then you turned gay the next
and
day.
And I did turn gay the next day. I was grinding on a guy, and he, like, put my hand down his pants. And it was weird because he was my teacher. No, it was just fun for fun. I just said that part for fun. But that feels kind of like playing with a dick at a festival.
That counts.
That counts.
You're on the board.
I'll take a bell. Ding!
How about you two losers?
Man.
Yeah, I haven't had sex at a festival, but if I did... But if I did, it would probably be something crazy, maybe under the stage during, you know, Robin's set or something. No, that'd be too hard. I'd have to dance. Maybe like, maybe during Paul McCartney's set or something. I do absolutely something fucking twisted. I take the basketball out of my pussy and I would just get crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
With some dirty shoeless man or something.
The girl is mine. That's a Paul McCartney I was giving.
I thought you're doing the girl. Oh, it's boy.
I was giving you background for your fuck scene at the festival, but everyone in this crowd's a fucking idiot, so no one got the joke. But whatever.
Wait, Greg, did you give one?
I have not given one. I don't think that I've played with a penis at a festival.
Not even your own?
You're not sure? You're not sure, though, Greg?
You're so gay.
Oh, man.
Straight guys honestly are the gayest.
They're
of all.
So gay. You're getting off holding a dick? That's gay.
Yeah.
I touch a dick twice a day.
That's so gay, dude.
Well, probably more with my peen. I had sex after a festival with a lovely person that I met. Does
person?
That count?
Stop calling hand job sex, dude.
So I got this hand job, right? And it was pretty darn cool.
I was in the back of a car.
Have you guys heard of hand jobs?
Bring me up with that hand job story.
I didn't know people were really doing hand jobs like that.
Greg is giving himself
I'm bringing
the hand
them
jobs.
Back. I'm bringing them back. They're freaking awesome.
When you masturbate, you tell people you got a hand job?
Yes. Yes. Now, I only give them myself, and then I have my girlfriend give them to me again. Hand jobs are cool. Do the men like hand jobs here?
No.
There you go, buddy.
No.
You.
This is a weird crowd.
That guy's going to subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Wait, do you really, or are you just trying
hand
to support
hand jobs
him?
And foot jobs only. I prefer them over blow jobs. Dude, right?
That's the voice of a gay man. That's the voice of a gay man.
Two hands.
That's the voice of a gay man.
Different
ding, ding,
turning.
Ding, ding, ding.
Touching the balls. They could touch your butt as well if you'd like. Nobody likes that.
I can close my eyes, and if you speak, I could tell you your sexuality.
Okay.
That was just a fucked up joke. Let's keep going.
All right, let's go to the last, I think it's the last one. Yes. After 47 years of romance with First Lady Jill Biden, President Biden revealed his secret to a happy and long marriage, good sex.
No. Ugh. No. Did he?
Did he? Did he say that?
But I don't know. Did he know he said it?
We don't, you're not allowed to Google fact check any of this.
I will vote for him, but I can also make fun of him, okay?
I mean, it looks like they probably have sex or have. Okay, let's get to the question. Panelists, if you had to get President Biden off in order to save the world, how would you do it?
Oh, come on. You know my answer. Slather it up. I'm fucking giving him a hand job. He'll go. That's him coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for him. Okay, stop it.
Would anyone not do a hand job? I mean,
I in another world life, I do think I'd be a Navy SEAL. So yeah, I'd jump on that grenade. I'm not letting. I'm a patriot. I'm not letting this planet blow up just because I'm not gonna go for Joe Biden, Jill seconds. Okay, I'm getting in there. I'm doing the dirty work.
Can you tell us how you'd make the cum come out of his penis?
I don't know. Probably plug my nose and sit on it or something.
Wow. You feed him ice cream. Give him ice cream while you do it.
No, I don't know. I'd probably talk to God first, see the best way to go about it, save our country, you know?
Oh. Great answer.
Something about a hand job almost feels more intimate than just taking it in the ass. You know what I mean?
I actually do know exactly what you mean.
That was just a cute little pithy joke.
Wait, did you say how you would get him off?
I just said I would take it in the ass.
Yeah, she said that.
I'm sorry. So,
she said in the ass. I'm sure he didn't hear that. In the ass.
Say it again.
All right, so I think it's now time to award dicks. Are you ready? Woo! So there's two dicks to be awarded, and I think for this round, I'm giving them to one to Allie.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
So
I mean, she's giving up her asshole.
Reach in the bag and grab
it. I mean, that's
dick.
At least worth one.
That's worth one dick for sure.
They all feel different.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my God.
Allie's really taking her time grabbing it. Ooh.
Wow, big find.
She got the funfetti cock.
I like
What's
that.
What's that Pokemon? What's that one called?
Blair, I like you more than Greg,
sure.
But I'm going to give this dick to Greg.
You're giving a dick to hand job Greg?
Yeah. Greg hand job Santos. And guess what? I'm sorry, I already saw it.
Whoa. Wow.
Greg really had his eye on that one.
For those listening, Greg took the biggest cock in the bag.
That's huge.
Someone might be overcompensating.
Wow.
Does he get another one for teabagging himself?
Did you put it in your mouth?
Oh,
no. His head. Wow.
You're really gonzoing it right now. All right.
I'm actually pretty impressed.
Into the mic.
I'm impressed with the suction.
Me too.
Now, the tricky thing is like beer and dildo. What does one to do?
I know. I thought of that too.
You could do a dunk and suck.
Dunk and suck. Duncan's new promo.
A laugh, but no one did it. Okay.
Duncan suck. Let's go back to our ones.
Thank you.
Yeah, Duncan suck.
Okay. But let's go to the next segment.
Wow, I wonder if I'm going to get a kiss.
I don't want to kiss a girl.
His tongue?
Oh, boy, I'm so nervous.
Oh, that bottle.
He landed on you, Gary. You have to do it.
Let's do this.
Spin the bottle.
Wow, that bottle's so big.
Four dicks.
Four dicks are up for grabs in this round. So let's see the categories that we have for Spin the Bottle. Unlike a virgin, these are sexual statistics, like maybe what age you lost your virginity or like how many people you fucked. Soulmate, these are people you feel intensely connected to or dead people you would have sex with. Spank bank, things that make you horny and or cum. Horror movies, these are questions inspired by iconic scenes, sex scenes in TV and film. And here I come, each contestant will give us their best sex noise and you guys will decide who the winner is. Does that sound fun? Sound horny? Sound cool? Okay. Thank you, guys. All right, let's spin that bottle. Unlike a virgin. All right. Panelists, tell us which of your fellow contestants you think lost their virginity first and why.
Greg.
And
oh,
why?
No, first, I thought last.
And why? Oh, very funny.
Definitely not first. I heard that wrong. I got too excited.
Oh.
I appreciate dragging Greg however you need first. To do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First.
I guess, well, how old were you when you got that hand job in that Chevy?
In the jacuzzi? Or in the Suburban? In the jacuzzi, I was 15. 15 when I got jerked off next to...
Name so I would imagine you.
I can only say the guy's name because I don't want to, you know.
I'm not friends with her anymore. Your virginity first, then.
Yeah, Greg. I bet you went through puberty early, and so you were like the tall guy in school.
Oh, I'm 5'7".
At the time,
Jeremy Allen Whiteside. Hello, we're bringing it back. Short kings.
Did you lose your virginity to someone that jerked you off in that jacuzzi?
And you had chest hair then.
That summer.
No, but this is going to be funny. I did lose my virginity in a pool. So it was a very aquatic year and a half of my life. But then, I'll elaborate once if we do talk about it. I came so fast in the pool, then we did it again in the shower near the pool.
Oh,
and then
God.
I did it twice as long as the time, which was still pretty short. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Was that, how old were you?
16.
I figured that.
16.
Did they clean that pool?
Oh, it was at Martinique Bay in Las Vegas. If anyone's familiar with the apartment complex, Green Valley Parkway, and...
It sounds expensive.
Shit, I can't remember. Wow. No. It wasn't. You guys, go for it. What age? What age?
I was... it was like 2 weeks before... So I was 16 too. It was 2 weeks before my 17th birthday.
Me too. I did it on Blair's birthday.
Nice.
Wait, how old? Do you know how old you were?
16.
Oh, we were all 16?
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
That's cute. That's cute.
Oh my God, we all get a dick.
No, Greg.
Fuck.
All right, let's see our next question. All right, spin that bottle. Horror movies. Whee! Wild Things features one of the most iconic threesomes in cinematic history. Please tell us about your most iconic threesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. You've been talking about yours, haven't you, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
One of them.
Who was the other guy?
Jared. That one I can say. Lifelong best friend.
And you're still friends?
Yeah, of course. I love this guy.
Wow.
He's like my brother.
Yeah.
Jared is losing his virginity while she jacked off me and Chris. I could say his name as well. For the camera.
Is this the same story you keep telling?
Yeah, but no, but guess what? One year later, Jared and I have sex with her together.
Really? Aww. That's gay, dude.
I know. I'm fucking gay. I love fucking girls with my bros. That's how I bond with my bros. True story.
I know,
if I could elaborate even more.
Yeah.
I grew up in Las Vegas. We went to a house party that a girl had, and one of my friends got into a fist fight in the street while we all watched. Very dumb. My friend and I just watched and added funny heckles, so we thought. And then we slept at this girl's house, and then I started having sex with her. We all slept in the same room. And then...
Was she awake, Greg?
And yes. Yes. She was She was fully awake.
Wait, you're saying I started having sex with her?
We.
Like she didn't know.
Somebody no, said she stop didn't it. Fucking
run
know
the tape
it,
back.
Dude.
Run
you
the tape
we
back.
We had sex, not I started having sex yeah. with her. You fucking creep.
It's a good point. She brings up a valid point. No, it's all consensual.
Started having sex with her with my friends.
I
yes. Bring in the cops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I put a bag over her head. No, I'm kidding. No, we had consensual sex, but Jared was also sleeping in the room, and then she invited Jared into the sex, and we said, yeah, of course, and we did it. We did.
Are you still friends with her?
I still know her.
Sure.
She yeah. doesn't want to be friends with what he
right.
did to her.
He visits her grave every year.
She came to a comedy show of mine about 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. never again?
She was pregnant at the time.
Wow. Wow.
I met her husband.
Oh, okay. My God.
Did not,
make it
did
stop.
Not tell the details. Did not tell the details.
How did that introduction work?
Hi, Gregory Santos.
I came in your wife.
5'7", willing to shave.
Ugh, I hate that.
Have either of you had a threesome?
I can't handle having a threesome. I can barely have sex with one person because I have so many. My threesome is me, my girlfriend, and my intrusive thoughts. That's the three of us every night. There's no threesome. I can't even handle the fact that anyone's had a past. I'll never be able to handle anything open. I can't. It's haunting me that this pregnant woman is introducing this delinquent to her husband.
Gonna,
I hate this whole thing.
It's gonna get even worse.
It's terrible. What? What do you have to say? Stop.
Oh, another hand Jared job, and, Greg.
Oh, let me guess. Yeah, yeah.
Going deep in personal.
Going deep in what?
Jared and I worked at the same company in our early 20s, and one of our coworkers
stop using people's names.
Both of us. No, Jared's fine. Jared's fine. Jared will not sue you. He's my best friend. Then we did. We had the devil's threesome again with a coworker of ours.
Wow.
It's my best friend, dude. I'm fucking bonding.
Yeah, this is like.
I'm bonding with my bro.
This is starting to sound like Wedding Crashers. Like,
no, it's like the amount of threesomes you're having is like overcompensating.
Yeah, with the same guy.
Well, I love him. Like, I love him.
It's like.
I love my best friend.
You're running a play.
I love my best friend.
Yeah.
I'm okay seeing his penis and having it everywhere.
How does his penis compare to yours, though? Be honest.
Do you get fucked? Yeah, sorry.
It's a lovely penis.
Blair, you're getting a dick for that question.
It's a lovely penis.
I can tell you that right now.
Well, I always wonder what, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, he's got a nice penis.
That was a good question.
Like, what? How does it measure that piece next to yours?
Well, it's going to be, I can't just go, why it's bigger? You know what I mean? But.
Yeah.
It is?
You can if it's not a lie.
Oh, sure. I think. Do you think mine's a nicer penis?
Wait,
but
does
his
Jared,
is nice. You want to uplift his penis as much as I'm uplifting mine?
No. Does Jared have a little guy? That's why you keep doing
no,
this
No, he
with
doesn't.
Him? So you look good by comparison?
I
have just
That's
a
funny.
Few logistical questions. Do you kiss Jared during the threesome?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I have not, but I would not be opposed. I would. I love him. He's my best friend.
A heteroflexible king.
I'll kiss him if he needs it. And I probably need it.
All
we
right.
have not kissed. We have not kissed.
Do you
we
feel... Sorry.
This one's done.
I
this,
guess.
This,
yeah.
this story, this is done.
So the third,
that
so the third
bottle.
Time.
Spank bank. These are, again, things that make you horny. First celebrity crush. Oh, this should be an easy one. Oh, stop. Do you have it on your shirt?
Yeah, but my shirt... I've worn this so many times. This used to be a photo of Jennifer Aniston.
Aww.
Wow. It used to be. My ex gave me this shirt. Because I talked about her so much, then we broke up. But I love Jennifer Aniston. I do. She's a daikon. Everyone loved her in Friends.
A daikon.
Daikon.
Is that a type of potato?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're zipping,
I'm zipping
up.
Back up.
What would you do to Jennifer Aniston?
What didn't I do?
Okay.
I'd have a threesome with her and Jared. That's what I. That's what.
Yeah.
First fucking thing I do. The first fucking thing I do.
He's gonna call me tomorrow and be like,
you know that
you
Greg would show up. I yeah. wouldn't do that.
I'm just playing through. I'm just playing
Greg
through.
Greg will be like, Allie, I'm here. Surprise.
Jared tipped me off. What's going on here?
Anybody need a kiss?
I gotta watch
need
him
kiss?
Come. I gotta watch my best friend come.
He's my bro.
That brings me joy.
Greg, celebrity crush?
Oh, shit. I'm 40, so I'm trying to remember the first... I did have a Jennifer McCarthy poster in my room, which now
Who
looking back,
that?
I'm like, my parents let me
She's
have
an anti-vaxxer.
Bikini clad. But back, I don't know if she was like...
Oh, she was Jenny
I loved her too. Jenny McCarthy.
Is it Jenny McCarthy?
Jenny,
Singled
I
Out.
She was
so, I watched the shit out of Singled Out. She was so hot.
So yeah. funny,
really
too.
Really good one.
And yeah. she died in Scream 3.
Yeah.
But no if I may say, no I think my first... One of my childhood crushes, Marissa Tomei.
That's a good one.
Still to this day, good Lord.
Yeah, me too.
And Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Oh,
Sorry.
Girl next door.
Sorry.
Can't take her to Jared. Yeah, who's mine? I've always really been a fucking huge Dermot Mulroney head.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I was like a child being like, that old businessman looks sexy as hell. Yeah, I was just a fucking so horny for adult Dermot.
Nice.
Yeah, adult Dermot had 10-year-old me by the fucking throat.
He was in that movie just with
those. Amber Rose is my other one.
Oh.
But I don't think I knew about her till, you know, last 10 years, so.
Are you bi?
Probably.
All right, let's go to our next question. Spin that bottle. Sorry, I forgot.
Great sound effects.
Aren't they? Yeah. Netflix really put their whole pussy into the show.
Yeah. Really good Foley.
Who amongst your fellow panelists do you think is hooked up with the oldest person and why?
I told everyone my age. But you guys can
probably. No, who's hooked up with the oldest person?
Who's hooked up with the oldest person, honey?
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I can't read.
People know my age. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm Joe Biden. I am Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, you guys all made Joe Biden come in the last round, so maybe it's him.
Why? I'm going to say it's Blair.
Why is that, Greg?
Because you had this. I already forgot his name.
Oh, yeah, Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, fantasy? Yeah.
Oh.
At
I know.
10, you were like, yummy.
I don't like broke dudes, honestly. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Who's the oldest guy? You know who I would, and I absolutely always would before I even knew he existed? John Slattery. Like, he's probably, like, 90 now. I'd let him kill me.
Wow.
He's got it, whatever it is.
The It Factor, yeah.
Don't you think?
Sure. I have to Google him.
I never understood,
Mad Men, like, Roger Sterling.
Being attracted to young people. I've always been attracted to old people.
Okay.
When people are like, oh, I like them young, I'm like, wait, why? I like them old.
Yeah.
How old are we talking?
I'll go old. Like 60s.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, obviously I'm making this up for the show, but I... I'm not attracted to people that, like, don't know who they are and have no money. So I like old.
So, like, what do you think about, like, Holland Taylor thing?
Well, that's disgusting.
Oh.
You
guys
are
supposed to laugh at that. She's...
Yeah.
She's just having fun.
I'm just having fun.
She's
like 30 and Holland Taylor's like 90 or something.
Yeah.
That's exactly their age.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's beautiful. It's
30
beautiful.
And 90. All right, let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
Spin that bottle. Ooh, soulmates. Fuck, marry, kill. Taylor Swift, Tom Hanks, Dolly Parton. Be very careful. I am a Swiftie. If you kill her, I will ask you to leave.
I'm going married, Dolly, fuck Taylor, and kill Tom.
Yeah, I think that's...
I would marry Taylor.
Okay, you're playing to my
Taylor's
my
really
term.
Marryable, though.
She's absolutely. Unmarryable?
No, very marryable.
Yeah, I would marry Taylor. Yeah. I probably would, like, fuck Tom also, to be honest.
And kill Dolly Parton. Allie,
you're sick.
I'm not thinking about the killing her so much as I don't want to, like, hear her in bed being like, oh, my.
Allie.
Like, I don't, that, like, freaks me out.
Allie, you fucking Jolene ass.
And hung him out her in a sleep. I don't want to deal with that. I'd rather Tom Hanks just, like, quietly heave on me.
Oh, my God. If you kill her, no children will get books in this country. Jesus.
Fuck. Okay, fine.
She also,
I'll fuck
like,
her.
She funded the vaccine, I think.
Yeah.
She funded the vaccine?
Who did?
She gave, like, $1 million. She was like,
who did?
Keep working. Dolly.
Dolly.
Oh.
Well,
great.
I'm not going to fuck her buying her way into Big Pharma. That's disgusting. Die, bitch. I'm done with that.
Allie's catching a flight to Austin as soon as this is over.
Wait, did you answer, Greg?
You're not going to like it. I'm killing Taylor.
Oh!
Goodbye. Goodbye. I don't need it. I don't like him.
That's so fucked up.
That's okay. You just made my dick job really easy.
I'm fucking Tom with Jared. And I'm marrying Dolly Parton. Give me those fat,
yeah.
Give me those fat nachos and that.
Fat nachos.
And that, when she dies. I get
Taylor is too busy to give a hand job.
Yeah, come
so.
On. She fair. Looks completely unfuckable.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
And
Spin.
That didn't even get a groan, just saying. But that. He said Taylor's unfuckable. Okay,
bottle!
But you guys bang. Groan at the women. Fine.
If you had to make love to a food, what food would that be and why?
Oh, shit.
Penny large pizza vodka. On my floor. You
had to make love a pizza to on your floor?
Food. Yeah.
And you're, like, grinding on it?
I mean, I didn't think about it logistically. I just felt like what it would do. Yeah, I really feel like I could do that. I mean, if I had to, I know these probably simple people are going to say, well, cucumber, you know, but, like, I have a little bit, like, ingenuity sort of, you know?
Ingenuity is my favorite
ever
word I've ever
it.
Heard. You're both an ingenue that is.
Yeah. Oh, like you wouldn't scissor a pizza, Zach. My
oh,
God.
No. Like Little Caesars, I'm hot and ready.
Wow. And it's budget friendly. Five,
yes.
$5.
Yeah. I could fuck a different pizza every night.
You get STDs from a pizza. Little Caesars pizza.
That's the least of my concerns when eating at Little Caesars is getting an STD.
I like Baked Didi. I would finger that, a Baked Didi. I do finger Baked Didi.
Tubes.
Ooh.
That's true. And I bet that's a good ADR thing. Or,
yeah. Thank you.
What's the sound?
I think it's ASMR, but we're
ASMR.
We're going to give you a dick no matter what.
No, don't you mean.
ADR, Mr. Hollywood over here. I bet that's an ADR thing.
Yo, I think he's right, though. I think he's right. I think he's talking about the sound effects they dub in.
No.
Yep.
Like a Foley board? Or are you talking about like...
No, I'm right. And you
he's
are
right.
Right.
You're
right.
Wrong.
And Greg's wrong.
Yeah, Greg's wrong.
Yeah. I just lost the dick. Would you like this one back?
Oh, God. I didn't even think about taking the dick
no.
back. Okay. Greg?
I'm going to keep it within my culture. I would have sex with a Cuban puff pastry called the pastelito. And
wow.
It's filled with guava and cream cheese.
Wow.
Nice
and
warm.
A little bit of
when you pull out, it's going to look like you got stuff all over your dick. You know what I mean? It's going to be great.
Whoa,
flaky stuff goes everywhere. It seems like you're destroying it. It's gonna check a lot of boxes.
I'm
conceptual.
Starving.
You guys know what I mean? Patalito. Oye. Voy a ver queso.
All right. Let's spin the bottle.
I'm fluent.
Spin that bottle. I really thought everyone would shout it by now, but no one is. Here I come. Okay. Where you're going to give us your best sex noise,
oh,
and
boy.
The audience is going to decide who I guess they'd want to fuck based on it.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. My turn?
What? Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, you guys never heard passion before.
That was beautiful. Okay, here we go. I gotta get in the zone. Jared, you ready to come? Now, 3, 2, 1, come. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh my God, Greg. You just got another dick.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Wow, that was good.
I can't follow that.
Yeah, you can. You can do anything.
Okay. Greg, she's sleeping.
What? No, fuck.
Greg, she's sleeping. Greg, stop.
That's funny. That's good.
That was wonderful. I think it's time to award dicks. Yes.
Four dicks.
Wow.
So we're gonna do
dicks.
We're gonna do two to Blair.
Oh, am I not supposed to look?
Where the hell are you going?
Putting my drink by the throat, goat.
Two.
I'll take another one from.
Oh, is this a chode? No. Oh.
Tell us what you're feeling.
Oh.
Wait. Oh my God.
So I said this last show. Apparently that is Eric Andre's fake penis.
Is that true?
Wow.
This has nothing to do with him, but I was like, this dick has done a lot of coke. Because it's really flopping. Okay. Woo! Oh, rainbow.
That's a cutie.
Got a hair on it.
Cutie.
And Allie,
Zach, thank you so
we're
going to
do two to Allie.
Thank you.
And you're going to think about what you said about Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Not sorry. Is that a Taylor Swift song title?
You're doing really great, though.
What's that?
You're doing really great.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Ooh!
Hey.
These are fun.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah.
Don't take them. All right, let's go to our next round. It might be our last round.
Hot.
Or not.
I'm a little cum goblin.
Was that true. Eliza Schlesinger?
Okay, hot or not, two dicks up for grabs in this round. We're going to have topics come up, and they're going to tell us if they find them hot or not. And you might have to justify your answer.
Okay.
So let's see the first category. Sliding into the DMs.
Not hot. Not hot. Mm. Don't do it. It's not right. Thank you.
I'll say amendment, you know, if you have a nice 401k and you're 6'3 and still like your mom, I'm open to it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So maybe hot.
Yeah.
If it's the right guy, it's hot.
Yeah.
So what if Jennifer Aniston slid into your DMs? You're like, this is so disrespectful.
I'm in a relationship right now.
Oh.
And my girlfriend listens to shows I'm on.
Oh.
You would toss your girlfriend into a garbage disposal if Jennifer Aniston asked you to.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
No, she would totally toss Jen into a garbage disposal.
I would toss Jen into a garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Blair.
Mm-hmm. Gregory?
Successful slider into DMs, I think if it's appropriate and funny and charming, you can do it.
Not Jared's DMs, dude.
All right, let's see the next topic. Sending nudes. Hot or not?
Hot, so fucking hot. Hot, deal breaker, you need to send them to me.
Okay, so everyone get out your phone and airdrop some nudes to Allie Colbert.
They're so hot, you have to send nudes.
Well, first of all, not all nudes are hot.
Mm. I'm talking about, well, no, not. I'm not speaking about all nudes.
Okay, careful attitude.
I'm sorry, I'm just. I'm like honestly getting in, like, I'm getting tired of you, Zach. Like, we're getting in, like, a. Like, you're bossing me around all night with these dicks.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sorry, you asked me to play, I'm playing. You're getting, like, pissy with me.
Wow, you really flipped
me. I do think nudes hot.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You two sluts.
I agree.
Nudes from women. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I think it's disgusting. The male body is disgusting.
I think sending nudes are hot. Yeah. Love it.
Like
love
from
it.
A stranger or just a person you know?
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Probably
can't
person you know.
Oh, but okay.
To be interpreted however you'd like.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Unless you're Tom Sandoval or whatever. What's her name? She's suing?
Yes, Raquel Leavies. Rachel Leavies.
Yeah, can you imagine fucking someone's husband and then suing them after?
Mm. That's a rough.
I was like,
that's
that
a power
is
move.
Rich. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah. I was America. Like,
ingenuity, I know.
Ingenuity.
Ingenuity.
Nice.
That's so true. What the fuck?
And you think they're hot, Greg?
I think they're great.
All right, next topic.
Share them.
Hair pulling.
Hot.
Hot.
Do a brush and pull. You ever brush your hair and then pull it? Thank me later, boys.
Whoa.
Wait, like you fake running your hands through it and then pull at the end?
No, you brush her hair and then you pull it.
Whoa.
Interesting.
That's a real sleepover.
Dude, Jared loves to get his hair pulled.
Wait, so all three are hair pullers?
I'm gonna say if it's close to the root, because I gotta tend their head.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A good
it
point.
It has to be close
you
to the root.
You go at the end, you're gonna get a upper left, you know?
Yeah, what if it's just by the pubes?
No.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
You have pubes?
Yeah, 7. Oh.
Show them. Show them.
I have a lot of pubes, I'll have you know.
Greg's dying to see them.
Compare them to Jared's.
Yeah.
All right, let's see the next topic. Making out at a bar with tongue.
Oh.
I'm a yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna yeah that.
You only live once.
Yeah, now we're talking.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Who cares? Tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah.
It's so true.
There.
It's
heat
so
of the
true.
Moment.
Okay, hot.
You said you would kill Taylor Swift, so.
Oh, fucking kill that bitch.
We should.
Greg, you had almost gotten out of Taylor Swift jail.
I'm just saying, in that scenario, I'd have to, you know.
Next slide. Group sex.
No. Not hot.
Yeah.
Dangerous, if anything.
Dangerous.
Pretty fun. You get to learn about your friends. get to bond. You got stories for decades.
Greg has a weekly appointment.
I'm 40 years old and I'm still talking about it. Something I did 24 years ago? Is that the math? Yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
You're like 24 years, 6 months, 2 days, 15 hours since I saw that man's cock.
But she just came to your show recently, though.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Vegas, small town. She's going to see this and go, I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about.
You'd probably feel different if you and Jared 2 times your wife.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd be honored. That's my best man.
All right, I think we're ready to award some dicks. 2 dicks.
Wow.
Dicks. I love dicks, that. Dicks, so dicks, organic.
Dicks,
I love it.
Dicks.
Greg, I'm going to give you both dicks.
Oh, gosh.
Yay.
Wow.
You deserve it.
I can't look.
Greg's really feeling around.
He
for
picked
one
the
that...
biggest one.
Wait, I know this is weird, but can I have that one after?
Yeah, you can.
Stop it.
Because I'm so small.
Whoa! Oh! Greg now officially has like...
a cellular tower.
Greg has lots of
That's
bars.
That's beautiful.
This is Verizon.
If you want to trade for Eric Andre's, I'm definitely open to that.
You don't want that goopy? Lift up again. See how goopy it is.
Why? Goopy is the only word that could describe
it's
that
goopy.
Thing. Yes, goopy. So is this more just decorative?
I don't think it's functional. You're going to have to jam it in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know where that's getting jammed into.
Yeah, is there a fetish where people like to play with flaccid penises?
I don't know. From
no
a lot
judgment.
Of my girlfriends out there, it sounds like it, you know?
Nice.
It sounds like an epidemic.
Nice. Dude, six be soft.
Yeah.
Too much, my bad.
Let's move on to our final segment before you play with those dicks. Shall we?
It's time for thoughts.
I guess it is up.
And prayers.
And that's thoughts spelled like T-H-O-T-S.
Yes, thoughts and prayers spelled like T-H-O-T-S. This is where we hear from the sexy listeners of After Hours. They call in or send in emails asking for advice. 2 dicks are up for grabs in this round based on the advice you give these sexy people. You guys ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for saying yes. While getting intimate with this girl, I realized that I'm a furry, but I'm a little nervous getting into the culture. Any tips on what I should do? Does everyone know what a furry is?
I met one once. I did not care for it.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was for this show where we interviewed weird people, and this guy came down and he's like, yeah, I only agreed to this if I could go visit my buddy in prison. He's got some scandal going. It's big in the furry community. And then we walked on stage, and I had to sit next to him, and I was like, you're fucking... He had a wolf face on.
Yeah.
Mm. Hadn't washed in a while, too. I don't know what the regulations are in the furry community for washing their costumes.
Okay.
I'm surprised that they realized while getting intimate.
Yeah.
That's like a crazy time to realize you're a furry.
Well, maybe she was barking or something.
Oh.
Or no, scratching or clawing.
Oh. There must be an app for furries. I would
Any
imagine.
Tips on getting into the culture? Just go on Reddit. You're there.
Yeah.
You're with your community.
I'm in Ali's camp. I need to know more. Was this person wearing an outfit and they weren't? And then they were like, oh, I like this. That's
yes.
what I was like. That's what's happening?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
But it can be anything you want, I think. Maybe
okay.
they were at a baseball game and they looked at the mascot and just got a raging heart on.
I mean, this guy knows what to do. You zip up the costume, throw yourself in the game.
Get a job at Disney World?
That's valid. That's like I like that.
Okay, this has been not a great question. Let's go on to the next one.
That person's dumb.
Lately, I've been hooking up with the hottest guy and we have amazing sex, but when we're done and I spend the night, he grossly snores when he sleeps. What do I do?
Hit him.
Ah.
Because sometimes people stop if you just go, stop, mm-hmm. stop. I mm-hmm. swear. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know people that snore like that?
Greg will probably love this one, but I think you put a little duct tape over his mouth.
Fuck you know? Yeah, dude. I cold plunge, I sauna, and I duct tape my mouth. No, just kidding. But that is a new trend.
Yeah, no, it is, but
we lift weights.
For
no big
sure.
deal. I would say if you want to invest in that hot sex, you buy him a CPAP. For anyone who has sleep apnea, it's a machine that will stop all that.
Yeah, the hottest of the paps.
The hottest of the paps, the CPAP.
Okay.
Problem solved. Invest in your future.
Aww.
But try giving a smack first.
And a smack. And a smack.
And duct tape them
yeah,
shut.
Yeah, first and foremost, it's rude, you know?
All right. I'm in my first long-distance relationship, and we've started experimenting with phone stuff. I'm new to this. Any tips on making phone stuff more special?
I don't think you're looking for special.
What are you looking for?
Aren't you just trying to, like, get Coming. Off?
Yeah, Coming. I guess so.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be special.
So we're going, like, a true dom top.
You know, I think just, I don't think dirty talk has to be so special. I think just say, just be really direct.
Yeah, you got to commit. I think because you wouldn't be asking how to do, you wouldn't be asking if you weren't way off course. I think this, I think this dude needs to channel a fucking rapper or some shit
nice.
And just commit, lay it all on the floor because this is not going well so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Did you give yours, Greg?
I didn't. I feel like in these ones, I'm not going to be funny. I'm just going to give, I think, what proper devices. They should buy those devices where you can buzz each other digitally.
What is that, Greg?
I think it's called the Wii Vibe, if anyone's familiar. We got a person who
no
knows.
No brand deals in the
so
middle
you have an apparatus
show.
In your vagina?
Bluetooth connects from your house to Jared?
Yes, yes. So we both can tap as many times as we
They're
want.
They're on a family plan and you know it.
Yeah.
Of There's the Wii
tools.
Vibe.
There are tools out there. You can vibrate your penis and vagina.
Now, That's have fun. You guys heard of this? You can control from far Who's away.
Said, yeah.
It vibrates, yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Isn't that like, just like, stop.
This guy loves it. This guy's got his remote control out right
yeah.
now.
Zap it, dude.
Where Come is on. She? She's in
Sound
Idaho
advice.
Right now, buzzing.
Sound advice.
All right, I think it's time to award the final dicks.
Ding, ding, dong.
Now, this is interesting because it's awarding two dicks. It's our last segment, but there are four dicks in this bag. So do I give out all four? Yes.
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 Okay.
Is this thing on?
Wait, are these your collection or did Ted Sarandos
That's
give you
these?
That's
none of your business.
Oh, okay.
And whose hair's all over
are
them?
These new.
We'd like to know whose hairs are on them.
Where are the boxes?
Too many questions. I'm about to decide who gets dicks and you guys are being so annoying.
Sorry they're asking if the
That's
dicks are
point.
Used.
I don't know Taylor? If they were used. Smell them.
This one has
Blair, you get two.
I'm not smelling Eric Andre's
that
dick.
Way off. Oh my God.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry, it's deep in there, baby.
I love it.
I have a bag just like this in my closet.
Pink, I love it. Women's History Month. Thank you, Zach.
Is it?
All right, yeah. And you two each get one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, look at how sweet you can be when you want to be.
Thank you.
Oh, give it up for our panelists tonight.
Oh, and we're now, at a dead tie.
Honestly, comes, I think, my favorite part of any show I've ever done. Let's take them to the final bit. The game. The reason you've been collecting cocks.
Yee-haw! It's time for Pornhole.
Well, you know what they say. A hole's a hole.
Oh, my God.
Also known as the Dick Talks.
Beautiful.
This is incredible. The production value on this show is insane.
I'm telling you, Netflix is
God.
Netflix is trying to fuck.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Is that a Hitler stash?
That's none of your business. Okay, Nobody for this, that. You guys are going to have to actually go into the audience a little bit.
Okay.
It's whoever gets as many dicks in my mouth
sure.
Will be named throughout.
From over there.
Yes. Down, yeah, by Bucket Hat.
All right.
Okay, and what was I going to say? Okay, Allie Colbert is going first.
Do I do all four?
Yeah. Yeah, right? I think she should do all four, yeah. First stick is, oh, so close, right on my nose. Okay. Oh, we've got one dick in my mouth and I want more. Oh, there's a lot of aggression in that. Yeah, so Allie's on the board. In the mouth. Blair. Is really winding up that Eric Andre dick. Oh, she's bunching up the dick. I love this. Good form. She's clearing her throat. She's winding up. Oh, she's taking off a layer of clothing. This is, Blair is our resident athlete. All right, bunching up the Eric Andre cock. Underhand. Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh my God, my dad would be so ashamed of me right now.
Oh. Blair has successfully stuck a dick onto my cheek. That will be worth more than one standard point. Oh! She's got one in the hole. And we're going for our last dick toss. Two in! So, Blair has two dicks in my mouth and one dick right on my face. So we're gonna give her 4 points for that. All right, Greg.
Ready.
You got the. Oh. Okay. Oh. 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 Greg and Allie are tied at last place, and we have our new throat goat champion. Give it up for Blair Saki. Blair, come up here. Take your.
Ladies and gentlemen. Your throat goat
so
winner.
So much! This is incredible!
Yeah, I did it! I'm the throat goat champion!
I've worked my whole life for this, thank you!
Guys, that's our show. Give it up one more time for Allie Colbert, Greg Santos, Blair Saki. I'm Zach Noe Towers. This has been After Hours Live. We are doing opening night of the Netflix is the Joke Festival, May 2nd at Dynasty Typewriter. We will see you there. And until next time, keep sucking and fucking!